Tem.
Matevnika, first of all, okay. I was by Rebbe, I am salvation. I would yell at you because I have a technical correction to make. What I wrote on the board last time, I wrote something wrong. And no one raised their hand and said to me, you're sort of a Rashba that was different in terms of that it didn't say only pay the fourth, but it said pay nothing. I misremembered it. That's not the years of the hospital, it's the years of the baby Yoda. So if you have notes from last time, remember we can feed yours as a Rashba, you can feed yours as a baby Yoda. Okay. I don't think it really changes anything, but it was a test to see how well you guys had had prepared, and you all failed. There are any other papers on the okay, fine. Let's remember what were we talking about. We had seen some lumbus about whether it's Makom Shnag Lidur or Makom Shvodo Lidur. We're going to come back to that a little at the end of today's shiur, Amir Tashem. And we had seen just gone through the Gemara technically. Okay, we can put that into Runya, but maybe we'll do that at the end. And now I want to ask, like, what's underlying our Sunya, and does that or doesn't that have to do with what's going on in our Sunya? So, here's the simple question. Why is there a Sunya for the Nika that if there's too long, the Nika did not benefit, so he doesn't have to pay anything? If it's horrible, the Nika benefited, so he has to pay. That is pretty clear in the bar. But Alpha doesn't have to pay. Not of all. You can follow our side for now. Let's assume it's not a Malka Pula. Right? So there's some. What is the nature of that fee of that the Nika has to pay? So, okay, the obvious answer is what's the name for the Machayim of the Nika to pay? Give me the longer name, the full name. Zenen of Zechaser, right? Zenen of Zechaser, right? You don't want to say Zenen of Zelochaser because that's the whole Sugyan, Babakama, Dafaf, Zenen of Zelochaser. We pass in Zenen of Zelochaser is not. Only Zenen of Zechaser is not. But okay, here it's Zenen of Zechaser. This guy got on the wall, this guy's put money on the wall. So, Zenen of Zechaser. If you say, what do you mean, Chaser? This guy who spent money on the wall spent money on a wall that's next to his own yard. Yeah, but not currently. Okay, if you say really more, said the Bava Kamma, he wouldn't have had to spend that much money if this guy wasn't here. Not currently. Okay, for you say right. So Zenen of Zechaser. That seems to be the yeah.
I just meaning that if he wasn't there, that that wouldn't mean that the new guys.
So I have to. What does it mean? Adartly a kefi seira? That's going to depend. Basically, this is the flip side we mentioned last time. Okay, I'm going to apologize in advance. You know, it would take us a month to go through every single detail. How to read every line in front of the whole sheet does. But if you bring it up, what about adartly a kefi seira? So what are we showing? Explain. It depends on whether you're talking about inner walls or outer walls. Or perhaps a different shot, which we'll get to. But if you're talking about the inner walls, then I suppose what the mean that you were in Goran, and why did only a Seira? You were Goran, everything colorful. But then it's obvious once I currently give you Seira. If you weren't here, I wouldn't have to build inner walls to protect me from you. That's not currently a case of Seira. If we're talking about the outer walls, then at least for now, we'll say what most of you should say. What is that currently a Kefa? In Seira, I think all the shows are in Yona. What about normally a Kefi Seira if we're talking about the outer walls? Here it's tricky because the Kefi Seira, you know, a lot of things depend how you look at it. It very much depends how you look at it. If you imagine, again, if we're dealing with the inner walls, right, then that's Pasha. It's not so Pasha. why they didn't know that, why they were happening to not think that. How he said from the all his fault had no walls. If we're dealing with the outer walls, then what is the Hekefi Yisera? So here I admit it's a little tough with the Hekefi Yisera, because you'll say, even if you weren't here, I would still have to go, I still borders just around here, and borders just around here, and borders just around here. Why Hekefi Yisera? So the Rishonim explain that no. If, let's say I have 5 duna, right? And you're stuck in the middle here. If I had 5 dunam and you weren't stuck in the middle, then it would be smaller. And my hekif would be less. If you were in the middle of my 5 dunam, my hekif would be less. Less. If you're in the middle of my 5 dunam, I have extra hekif. Which is, again, it's a tricky, that's a little special thing. It's a tricky thing you say, right? Just because, what do you mean if you weren't here? Maybe you'd say, if you weren't here, pretend the space doesn't exist, but I still have a horseshoe. No, if you weren't here, then I kind of squeeze myself in. It's a funny idea, yeah, because what does it mean? What does it mean if you weren't here? Anyone who studied philosophy knows that counterfactuals are exceedingly difficult to, put your finger on, right? Right, you can't hold on to a counterfactual. That's exactly, we're not learning philosophy now. But that's exactly what's going on here. What does it mean if something wouldn't be there? It's very unclear. So most of you should say, if this guy wouldn't be there, then my 5 duna would be compressed into a box. And then I have less second. Which I know is a strong thing, but the shape, exactly. Which is not how I would have looked at it. But they have no choice based on the mark, except for maybe Yonah is another shot. That will maybe we'll even mention now. What's the other option? The other option is that the Hekefi Yisera is only for what's the case of Hekefi Yisera, Lucas? The Gemara, when the Gemara brings in Hekefi Yisera in Bava Kamma, right? This is Hekefi Yisera. This is a Hiddush. Looking at the counterfactual in a very particular way. Right, if you look at the counterfactual, if you weren't there, not I'd have the same horseshoe, but there'd be like empty space, a black hole in it. But if you were there, I'd press my five duna into a square. Then that's true, but I admit that's not the most obvious way of looking at the counterfactual. Here, obviously, if you weren't there, like if this was just like empty overgrown forest and theta, and you weren't there, if this is a holy ground, then I wouldn't use that. Okay, Rabbeinu Yonah reads it. If you look at the Shakatari Baba Kamma, they only say Hekefi Yisera in the context of Makif. What do they say? In Radayah, Rabbi Yossi said, the Tanakhama says even if the makif was going there, the fourth wall, and if the makif was going to the fourth wall, then you have to pay. Why? You're not close. So the answer is Hekefi Yisera. So Rabbeinu Yonah, as opposed to, remember we mentioned this? I didn't mention all the Rishonim. I just mentioned a few representative Rishonim, yeah. And I want to make sure that I don't get it wrong. But what is the case of the fourth wall? Of the fourth wall. What do I mean by that? What I mean is the actually. You know what? Rabbeinu Yonah is actually looking a little differently. I admit. Because Rabbeinu Yonah holds the inside walls, but nonetheless, if you take Rabbeinu Yonah's approach, when we say the fourth wall, does that mean you also have a field on the fourth side of him or not? Look, over the three walls, everyone's imagining you only surround him on three sides. But then when it says get to the fourth wall, what do we imagine? So what's the case of the fourth wall? Do you surround him on three sides? Or do you surround him on, what's the case of Hekif Ruach Revius? Is the case that you surround him on four sides? This is Rashi and Bava Kamma is very explicit.
the Rashba in Bava Basra and others are very explicit. That means you have four sides. Or, no, it's only three sides. Just, you built that fourth wall anyway. Which is funny, means you built a wall that was not on your borderline at all. And this is a chiddush. I don't know how many people say this. I'm sure it's not only Rabbi Yona, but, you know, we're Rabbi Yona here. Definitely most important do not. Most important say, when it says Gadar's Herbius, it meant you were on all four sides. But Rabbi Yona said none of these, you were on three sides. In which case, then it is pashut. This is super pashut. That it's a Kepa Yisera. Meaning, I didn't have to build that at all. Now, I get asked this question that I didn't have, but the flip side, okay. Anyway, this, you could also read this for any Yonas Pshat and Kepa Yisera. This is obviously Yisera, right? That obviously Yisera wasn't necessary for me at all. I only went out of my way to do it for you, but not so frustrated that I'm going to be a Kepa Yisera. This seems to be the last, we start up just like, or if not. Okay, obviously, Yisera, whether or not it's Yoram depends if you're talking about the inner walls or the outer walls. If you're talking about the outer walls, then yeah, if I go like this, you're sort of arguing that I have to do this, otherwise, you would still get my deal. Okay, these are the three shots in the Kepa Yisera, either between us and Kepa Yisera, because if you weren't there, I wouldn't be between us, or the Chiddush of if you weren't there, I'd be more squished and I would have less happy. Or I mamish built something just on your side, and that's a Kepa Yisera.
Even in the Rabbi Yonah, though, you're not building that extra wall behind
that. So that depends if you're talking about these. Then the Kepa Yisera is a little more of a chiddush. What I mean is that if your place was unpassable, I wouldn't have had to build it. If you're talking about the inner walls, then I mamish didn't have to build it at all. So you're right, it depends. It's more obviously Yisera if you mean the inner walls, because I built these inner walls and I mamish didn't have to build this. If you're talking about the outer walls, then you have to say also counterfactual. Okay. In any case,
because he's then taking the market, then taking advantage of what he did.
Yes, correct.
To get the nick of two,
correct.
And
apparently that's legit. Now, let me get back to what I was saying. The Gemara there brings us the concept of Zen and the Machlokes that Zen and it's a low concert, right? The Gemara says, if Zen and it's a low concert, is Potter, why does the Tana Kama Machayev? The answer is, it's Potter. If the Nenev Zalochas there is Chaya, why is Rabbi Yosef Potter? I can find the Nenev. The guy gets to be fine. We can turn our suit on. I can just pay the Zalochas for I don't need this at all. It doesn't benefit me at all. I don't. No, that's not Nenev. Nenev means I needed it. Right? Remember, the Nenev doesn't mean like you got the physical benefit like you saw it or not. Nenev means you got something you needed. That's the Gemara says. If I live in your apartment and I have my own apartment next door, that's not called Nenev. Because I didn't need your apartment. Only Nenev if I needed your apartment. I'm saving that. Now, the simple shot is that what's going to happen here? Zen Nenev is a chaser, right? We pop in the Kepa Zen Nenev is a low chaser. So we pass Zen Nenev is a chaser. We pass it as well to Kepa Yisera. That's a simple shot. And the Rimi Gasher only mentions Zen Nenev is a chaser. The Ramban here mentions, in addition to other things, then and the cluster of the Ramban mentions, then and the Zechasser. She only mentioned here Zenenev Zechasser, but it's not so pashut. Why is it not? Why is it not so pashut? Because there's a famous hakira in Zenenev Zechasser. And this is, I'm going to refer a little, but maybe, I guess put it together slightly differently from what Rev Miller discussed yesterday in his year of Kwali. In the year of Kwali, give me a second, sorry. the Ben Nen is a chaser of Chayiv. Let's, one thing. If Ben Nen is a low chaser, would have also been Chayiv. Louis Tzir, Manta Amar, this is very passionate. Manda Amar Zenene Bizde Lo Chaser Chayev. I think it should be obvious to all of us. What is the Machayev? Why? Because Zenene Bizde Chaser Chayev. Zenene Bizde Lo Chaser Chayev. Meaning if sorrow doesn't make a difference. It's not that it's Chayev. Even now, I'm sorry. That clearly, the Hana'a is the Machayev. What's the principle? If I get hana'ah from you, I'm chayav to pay you for it. But that's not how we pass. We pass in like the man of Amar zenene v'zelo chaser potter. But of course, zenene v'zel chaser is chayav. That's not even a machlokas. So then we're at what's the yisod machlokas in man of Amar chayav mother of potter. What's one way of looking at it? What are the two ways of understanding why he disagrees? He said, maybe one way is to say that the Machayev is the sorrow, and that's why Zenene, Zelokhaser is Potter, meaning that one never thinks the Machayev is enough. But we don't pass that way. We pass that way. It's not Machayev. If I'm Nene from you, that's a good strange benefit. Good. I love myself. I had a lucky day. Why should I pay you just because I was mad at? I pay you because of the peace sorrow. Because I'm a chaser you. Or what's the other option? Okay, you're right. There's more than one other option, but let's say the simplest other option is that no. He agrees that the Machayev is Hanah. Oh, it's the Machayev. I'm Chayev for the Hanah. If Chayev is Hanah, then why is my Potter Zenene Zelo Chaser? What? Who said that? Does anyone really say that here? Bechila? What? Okay. The over there, the famous as the thing of Shur, etc. Okay. If you want to read the longer video, there are actually more than one possibility. Says the Chayyim, Shui says even a little better. He says, "Mida stone." What about mida stone? What does mida stone mean? Mida stone, when you're the young precious boy, means if I don't want to lose money to benefit you, that's not mida stone. That just means I'm not part of me. But if I don't want to benefit you for free, if it costs me nothing and I can help you and I don't want to help you, just be selfish. That's me, that's stone. Right? So, Kofan on me, that's stone. We don't let people do me, that's stone. So, instead of me, of Shiva, get based on a deal with Tosis. There, Tosis brings on me, that's stone. The me, of Shiva, put two and two together and says, yeah, that's how we pass. We pass in Zen and that. Fellow, cluster is plucked. Because Hana is Machai. But, the Tanai is Tisaran. Why is there a Tanai Tisaran? Because without Tisaran, it's me, that's stone, and therefore you don't have to pay. But Hanah doesn't have Kisara. Okay, so we agree that Machayev is Hanah, but only the Tanai is Kisara. Why is the Tanai Kisara? A, maybe Midas Stone / Mechiva, right? Meaning it's just like, it's not nice, like if there's no Kisara in the Mestama, the guy doesn't want you to pay, or can't and shouldn't, and is not allowed to want you to pay for the Hanah. Okay, I put in here, Shimon Shkoff doesn't like that. He rejects this, the fake Shua there. Shimon Shkoff doesn't like that. He wants to say something a little more subtle. I'll read the fake Shua. Vadim Shema Shabbosar in Lachaybo. Came in the Rav of Nezikin. came to Nan and Devin go from Haveiro, Shadar Vesa, was Elochot Times of Haiva, and all the Chod is Machayim. Ah, but what was Nan and Zelochot? Sir, that's because Hofen Amida Stone. Okay. Rav Shimon Shkab disagrees, and he doesn't like to make sure he says more to the Tvarish, leaves Chayiv Rakim from your Chasser, Hayu Shein Tfiyal, Hanar Rakim Balamal, and Chasser. He said, no. And he doesn't explain it fully. He said, it's not to me, that's not to me, it's just how he did. You can't sue someone for the Hanah if there's no sorrow. Okay, what exactly does he mean? It's not 100% clear. He could mean that that maybe that does not consumer thing if he has no sorrow. If I'm netted from you, but you don't lose anything, then the Hanah is just it's not really for you if you're not investing in it. I can say it has to do with you, but you can't say it's from you if you didn't lose anything. Or perhaps, perhaps it's only considered something worth money if it costs money. Things that don't cost money are not considered money. Okay, so it could be that it could be a matter of tefila, or it could be al-pidin. Al-pidin, I'm not considered to have taken from you, or even received from you, I'll say better, have received from you if there's no concern. There's no concern, you can't say I got something from you. I just like worked out well for me. Right? Okay, you can't say like there's some transaction between us if you weren't concerned. Okay, however you want to say it, we're not getting into it now. One possibility is that the machayim of the Hanah, the chesaron is a tonight, otherwise there's no filah, otherwise there's force in the filah with a stone, because otherwise the Hanah is not really considered to be coming to me, the Hanah is not chashuv. But the machayim of the Hanah, the other possibility is the machayim is chesaron. Ah, Tosos said famously there, it's only brahma. That's the original case, right? The original case is I live in your apartment. What's the Hanah? Hanah is if I needed to rent an apartment. What the chesaron is, if you were looking to rent out your apartment, now people don't come and ask you to rent it. So it's not a question. So obviously, but if you get it out of that with the phrase of the rush there, who said no? Grama is potter if the damage was caused indirectly by you. And all I did was potter. But he said, oh, that's what I shot the paper. But if I actually took something that damaged you, like I actually took the use of your apartment. I know that I only got you indirectly because you couldn't rent it out to someone else. You didn't lose anything. You just didn't gain rent. But when I physically use that, that is more connected than regular brahma. If I would just put a sign on your door saying not for rent, that would be brahma. If I would, put a big barrier in front of your house that no one can get through, that would only be brahma that no rent it. But if I myself take the rental for myself, take the space for myself, that's when it's all made. I think that's what he's trying to say. Then I'm very connected to this. Sorry, you can't think Brahma indirect because I'm taking something for myself that you would have sold to someone else, and therefore that overcomes perhaps the problem of Brahma and makes me a Mazik. Or Brahma or Gosling. Mazik or Gosling. Somehow I was Mazik, some sort of Mazik. Okay, and odds Brahma. Yeah, grumma is if I just do something that causes you to indirectly lose money. But if I take something that would have been worth money to you, and then you indirectly can't make money from it, that's already more direct. So what's the obvious nafkamina of this chakira, or the machayis b'sarin or hanah? Someone throw some obvious nafkaminas, probably some of the rabbit. Just using your brain. How about Devil and Magna? Right? It's not in the Gemara at all. Why is it not in the Gemara at all? Machlokes Rishonim. Either it's so obvious that it's not in the Gemara, or is it so obvious it's Pater in the Gemara? That's an obvious Nafkamina. Again, because it's a little off the dot here, because our Hill talked about this, I think. Nafkamina is one. How about Zelonene? The Zechoser. Meaning, this guy wants to rent it out, and now didn't rent it out and lost rent, but I own the apartment next door, and I'm just living there for fun. I don't live in an apartment. I'm just not living there for fun. We're doing it. So, how about that case? So, if I was chisaron, there's still chisaron. And this is the sheet of the Rish and the Ramban. That I'm saying. Tosfos says I'm potter, because Tosfos, no, I'm not mad at, what can I answer? Why would I have to pay? The Rift Aram would take the privacy summary. What is another possible nachmina? I mean, there's a lot of possible nachminas. I wrote them all down with some codes. What is another possible in what is another possible nafkamina? The big machlokes you've shown him about how much you pay. How much do you have to pay? Right? What if the hana'a is more than the chisaron? This comes up in the Gemara. The Gemara says, you know what? If I live in your house and I make the walls black with soot, then I'm damaged. So I have to pay. How much do you have to pay? What if there's 10,000 shekel, 100,000 shekel of hana'a, and 500 shekel of chisaron? Classic case, I live in your house, is wear and tear, whatever. I mean, I bring in a cleaning crew. You know what? I'll bring in a schmitz cleaning crew, 1,000 shekels. But meanwhile, I lived in your luxury apartment for 2 years, and I got $200,000, 200,000 shekels of hana'a. How much do I have to pay? So, this is a big machlokes. Why is the rump going to be, let's say, in between, you're saying? That's a good question. The rump itself is going to be in between. What does he think? He thinks that you have to pay the full price. But yet, you only have to pay if you were net. Sorry, you have to pay even if you weren't.
I mean, if you think the Makai is stuck there, but supposed to make perfect sense because you need to mop them off your own or whatever, and then you can be the god and blah, blah, blah. But according to the Rush, if you think the Makai is stuck there, why do you think you have to get the Makai so you would be paying more than your house?
Okay, you got it. Some other, those are like two very, very famous nafkaminas. Another nafkamina, and this ties into what Ryan Miller discussed yesterday is how do you measure how much you have to pay? Right? How do you measure how much you have to pay? Do you measure, for example, the machlokes at the beginning there, and obviously my thoughts also a little, Dmei Omer, or Dmei Sor of the Zol. Are you looking at it as, okay, might be similar to this question, but if you're looking at the hana'a, then l'chori you might say your hana'a is just what you would have spent otherwise, you know, and you would have spent Bnei Omer, you would have bought hay, but you usually buy. If you look at it as the sarong, then taka, he lost this whole thing, maybe you only have to pay his own. Okay, so someone who was old, actually, the kind of example, food. Okay. Anyway, maybe we'll leave these two. And we will, okay, I guess another issue we can just put out that proposal to be able to move there. And what else did I put here? The Rush, you got Vermont, and the Tosos on suffering base. Mention one of the Tosos, fascinating question, and then we'll come on to what we want to do. I want to tie it in. Tosos would come to the base of the fascinating question. What if the Hanah and the Chisorin are not simultaneous? But he deals with Nen and Makwa the Chisorin Shahoya Mitkiva. What if the Chisorin comes first and the Hanah comes later? There's a Chisorin first, and there is a Hanah later. So I think you could say if the Hanah that the Chisorin is denied, right? This is what Tosfos deals with. What if the Chisorin is earlier and the Hanah is later? Tosfos' example is someone sticks food into your throat, and now it's worthless, even if you cough it up, no one will buy it. And then you swallow it. So, are you chayev or not? So you would think, if the machayev, let's leave it this for now. But here's where, I think the Yadrima will not agree with me. I think this is logical. Tosun da kufal aleph amat aleph in the Sechus Bava Kamba has two deos about the follow-up question. Are you chayav only if you did this maisa, or even if someone else did? Are you chayav only if you were goring this hanah and chisara, or even if someone else was goring? Also, it's in Bavakama Kofal Kofan Aleph, has one day, which is had many other Rishonim as well. Tosu says, I know two days. Most, but he said, So, if you didn't do it, your animal didn't do it. If your animal ate the food, that's an animal's a cluster. If you lived in his apartment, that's an animal's a cluster. But if you didn't do it, your animal didn't do it, you just have to mind your own business and someone else forced Hanah on you. That's the case there. Someone else took your dye and dyed my clothing to make it work more money. I didn't do anything. What if you did nothing? You were passive. Well, then you're not tied to pay. If you're passive, or he has another day. Inami, okay, he has another day. But that's a fascinating question. Am I kind of if I didn't do anything? Am I kind of if I didn't do anything? So, what we think about this is there any I guess this guy gave me Hanah. Again, a stranger came and put your dye on my clothing and made it worth more money. But I didn't do anything. What if, right, I was passive? Right, the Nana was passive. He didn't do anything. So 2 days ago, it seems to me, I could be wrong, but it's totally logical, logically, and this is where the Rechaim started there, that if the Rechaim is for sorrow, for causing you a sorrow, you can't really be Rechaim for causing you a sorrow if I didn't do it. Someone else caused you a sorrow, and I benefited. Someone else, you know, I don't know, I had my wall was broken, you know, and someone took your equipment and fixed it. Now you wear it your equipment. You have chisaron, I have hanah. It's hard to say I caused you that chisaron. But I said, Miralim is dainty in this case that I would say that should be chisaron. Because we didn't cause any chisaron. You didn't damage. I didn't do anything wrong. Why should I be chayav for the chisaron if I didn't cause it? On the other hand, if I'm chayav is hanah, then perhaps you could see it in a way. Right? Then I think you could say, Lani is daiti, you could go either way. You could say, since I got hanah, I'm chayav to pay, because I got hanah. Or you could say, no, since I didn't take the hanah, you can't hold me responsible. Right? And this is Deos and Tosfos of the Kama Dr. Okay. There are many other nafkinas here as well. How about the standard? Sorry, doesn't it feel real sorrow to the even an indirect bogus chisaron, you know, could it be an emotional chisaron, could it just be an inconvenient chisaron, if you take a higher chisaron, so you can be a real loss, maybe a monetary chisaron. If you say, that's just a t'nai ma'na, then maybe any chisaron.
Why would they use that more than as a
we do it wrong. Okay, now let's take the Gemara to go. Again, feel free to disagree with me, because I know at least one of you shouldn't disagree with me. When we have Dainty in our Sugya, again, we're talking about Makif, right? The Gemara of Makif is a Makif, not the Nika. Amad Nika, that's maybe a different story. That's Gila Daito. Let's talk about Amad Makif. Amad Makif, I'm sitting here minding my own business doing nothing, and you build four walls around me. Particularly if we assume not the Gemara Mar, it's a Makif, so we'll know later. Right? You build four walls around me. If you build four walls around me and I secure me nothing, it's going to be awfully hard on you as Daiti to say I'm higher for making you a concern. I understand this. I can't be a saver because I'm here. But I didn't do anything. I didn't make you build the walls. I'm just sitting in line of your own business. You didn't need walls at all. You're right. Because I am here, you end up building a little more meters, some more meters of fencing than you would have otherwise. But I didn't do anything. How can you say I caused you a concern? I didn't ask you to build this. I didn't do anything. Niralani is Daiti. That. If you say the Machayev's Hanoah, then Nicha, Shemamad Makif, Godar, Es Harivias, Ayyub Lashalem, Abur Hanoah. If you say the interest on Noah, the concern that's tonight, then it makes more sense. He gave me a ton of Hanoah. I didn't take the Hanoah. But you could say, he gave me a ton of Hanoah. I got a lot of Hanoah from him. And that Hanoah was not totally incidental. It cost him something. Maybe it didn't matter, cost him something. Maybe like indirectly cost him something. You know, but he did lose something. It wasn't just a freebie. He didn't have to invest to give me Hanoah. It's only fair, but I should pay him for that Hanoah. That makes a lot more sense if you're looking at it from a perspective of the Machai being Hanoah. But if you're looking at it from the perspective of Machai being Chisaron and then being a Kaidi, then it's very difficult. Nika, Chayiv Lashale, right? And Hamakif. That's a little bit. The market decided to build. I didn't make him any sorrow, but my existence made him need to do an extra bet. But it's hard to say I made him a sorrow if. I'm saying I'm causing him a concern. I'm damaging him and causing him a concern. If I didn't do anything, right? Here, let me just like.
It's the concept of cause. Maybe the Yitzchak Kama, there's no Indian. There's a big cause.
My animal ate your food. I caused you by not watching my animal, right? Or my animal caused you to lose. Or I stayed in your apartment and then other people didn't rent it and you lost rent. There, I'm mamish kozu. I moved into your apartment. Every other case of Baba Kama, I moved into your apartment against your will. Or
it wasn't that cause. The kudu was that the guy got, in court, you're supposed to say, the guy got a and then you could find the police to pin that on.
Okay,
yeah. Well, it's not the point that he caused it, it's just that you could pin it on him.
Disagreeing. It's your thing. Even if you're saying I'm paying for eating your concern. Even if I didn't decide to do anything, I didn't do anything, and I was totally passive, sat here minding my own business, pulling my thumbs, you can still say, I'm chayiv for taking your chisaron. Okay, so if he wants to say that, I think the other man would agree with him, but I'm a little skeptical. And that's where Reb Chaim starts out from. He says, Reb Chaim, he says, this case is very different than all. But okay.
says he's mochel, and therefore it's a
gift yisira. He's not mochel. Okay. Then he says, or perhaps, that's what Tzvi says, achal chasmona shel kavod.
Question perhaps as well.
Okay, so this is nearly as nighty. I think I'll be pashtus. So I would say this in the afternoon of our Chakira. This is 2 days in Tosos. Am I only chayav if I did something to you, even if I sat there and you did it to me, or a third party did it to me? I would think that he was with your and should only come on. So if he's for Hanah, then maybe any time I'm then I should be chayav. Quid pro quo. Okay, one could. One could disagree. One could for sure disagree. But you could disagree. Okay, so he also says, and really retires it like you did. But you could disagree and says, oh, Kahrono is not me demonic. It me been really, I guess, net. That even if they would be sovereign, it's still really about the Hanah and maybe something over in between, which I'll see if I can find crush. Okay, look at that. You take a
look at like one guy is mad and one guy is tough. So that's the line.
He can cross, they were both dead.
But that is, I mean, the
but I think this even less like all the other cases. It's not, we're both benefiting. He's really doing it for himself. Okay, let's come back to that thought. Now I want to just make a suggestion. Okay, pick one question that I want to make a suggestion. Okay, but I want to come back to that as well. Okay, Rabosai, let's see what the other option is. There another option to what Machayev is here besides Zeinan of Zechasser? From other comments, sounds like Zeinan of Zechasser. Okay, the Masechta says there's another option apparently, right? Maybe many other options. I don't know.
You just said it.
Okay. So, is there another option besides Zeinan of Zechasser? Another Sugyan Shas.
Yes, so you already talked
to right? Bava Mitzia, right? Dafkopalis. Are your Stehaver in the Tashal over Shus? That is very similar to this. I go into your field and I plant it, or your Zafrobasa Shal Haver Ubna. Oh, I go into your rooms and I build them. Basically, I go and improve your property without permission. Now, again, I'm pretty sure that in the United States of America, if I go and improve your property without permission, then I can't charge you. But okay, in halacha, I can. Right? Anything. Right? If I go and I plant your field, or I build your house, or I work to improve your property even without permission, I can still charge you. Okay, the whole my quote's not a rhyme there, etc. But bottom line, I can charge you. There's two types. There's Sada Suyalita and Sada Shaina Suyalita. Right? There's a field that was not intended for planting, and a field that was intended for planting. If the field that's not intended for planting, then we say shonim yadol atachton. You have to pay the lowest amount, meaning his expenses are lower, paid expenses. If the benefit is lower, pay the benefit, right? But you know, he's clearly not going to make a big profit here. Could be the expense includes an hourly wage for his labor, but not making business here. And clearly, you're not losing money. Like, you just have to pay his basic expenses, and if it didn't work out so well, then you pay less than his expenses, only what you got minimum. If it's a studio, if it's a field that you didn't need someone to come to plant, then the Gemara says that you should have called Shavu Yodol Bo Yona, and the Gemara language at the beginning here, it says, you pay an omdina of the average market price. And the market price. Okay, again, this is a finish because the owner was passive, didn't do anything. Maybe he was speaking code, maybe not. But he still has to pay. That seems very, very similar to our Gemara.
Right? The guy built the wall for you, and you didn't ask him to. He just built the wall for you. Right? So made now is a big machlokas, rishonim, achronim, etc. The machayev of yours looks like chaveiro. What is that machayev? Is that just a tiptoes and then it was a chaser? There are bond in the mochamos here, right? Which we had on the parashi. He has a line where he says, etc. Right, he says, combined Yorlo Sechaviro and Zenenem Zechas. The Adama also combined Yorlo Sechaviro and Zenenem Zechas. But you could say, so you could just say it's just two words, two different words in the same context. Yorlo Sechaviro is just an example of Zenenem Zechas. Which again, which would mean only if you could say Zenenem Zechas applies even if you could do anything. But what if you assume that, right? Then also, Yorid Letoch Stei Haveiro could be just a tendency of Zenene Zechoser. But if you assume that, no. One day Tosis say, one day Tosis, no, if you don't do anything, they're not called Zenene Zechoser. You're not hiding the page you have to do anything. You're only trying to take on. If your kanal lands on you against your will, that assumes that end of the chaser. Then what do you have to say? You have to say, Yorid Letoch Stei Haveiro is a new machayev. And if your Stei Haveiro is a new machayev, then maybe the machayev in our sugya is your Stei Haveiro. Not just that he takes a Zen and the chaser, it's a new machayev. Why would your Stei Haveiro be a new machayev? What does it have that? Then if that cluster doesn't. Meaning then if that cluster doesn't apply if I didn't do anything. So why do I have to pay your stay coming, bro? What's the machine there? You come and you plant trees or wheat or whatever in my yard. Why would I have to pay you if it's not because I was then? What would be the machine? Anyone?
Maybe Gazza. Maybe Geneva.
You gave it to me. I didn't do anything. What's he done? He volunteered to put trees in my field. Why should I? So maybe here it's not 100% clear. You could say yes. Maybe a shliach. Maybe we assume that I wanted to do it. Or let's call it, an umdina of Sirius Balim or something. No, he worked for me. Obviously, I want to do it. That's easier to say in Vasuya Lita, I think. If it's something where Vasuya Lita, I need to hire someone to do it, you come and do it. Okay, that's an umdana. I hired you to do it, even though we never talked to each other. Or this is somebody Achronin, Toast, other Achronin, you can probably hear a list of Achronin there, say it's some sort of Mamoni Gabbah. He actually pushed his money. In your property, like when he planted, he put his seeds and trees, or he put his bricks and labor into your property, you actually physically are holding on to something of his. So then, of course, you have to pay for physically holding on to something of his. Right? It's not like the rent. In the case of the rent, I lived in your house for a year, and I got free rent, but for 2 years of the year, I'm not holding on to it for 8 years. So I'm still holding on to something of yours. So what's the new machayev? Either Mamoni Gabbah, or Shlichus, someone said Shlichus, / Poto, right? Same idea. Either it's that I asked, if Eli asked you to do it, again, there's nothing with Zenem Zachasser. I lived in your house, I didn't ask you to do anything. You didn't do anything for me. What made the difference? The difference is here, he did something for me. Or
Mamoni Gabach, his items are on my property. Right? What am I trying to say? That there's a three-way hakira in your total state of paper. Your tzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitz his negative costume didn't work for me. Here, it didn't work for me. Time to pay you as a woman. Or, this is stronger than that. Negative costume, you didn't leave your items on my property for me to own. Here, you left your items on my property. Of course, I have to pay you for those items that are on my property. You pledged to feed my property, have to take you without paying. You built the building on my property, have to take the building without paying you. Ah, what if I tell you to take your trees back? Okay, that's not going to show them. Also, that's somebody showing them. That we're not getting into now. Okay, now, let me ask you one last question. If we're going to take our case, right, our case, Makif, right, Godar Makif. One, it could just be Zenene Mizer Koser. If you make an assumption, if that trio applies to a passive nene, which many of the children are going to hold up, so it's not so much. The possibility is Yored Letoch Stei Chavero, which might be a different Machayev. Right? Might be a different Machayev, which itself has three ways to understand the Machayev. One, Zenen of Zechaser. Two, Poel / Shlichus. I didn't send him to anything that's going to know. Or three, Mamoni Gabach. After all, he didn't just benefit you. His stuff is still in your house or your yard. Okay, is it Pasha that this is the case of Yerotov Stei Chavero? Is it Pasha that like the case of Yerotov Stei Chavero? Even? Is it so obvious that our case is like, again, let's review the two cases. Yerotov Stei Chavero is building also, right? I have an empty, dilapidated lot, you come and you build a house there. I have to pay you. Is this case the same as that, or is this case weaker than that? Why? Well, depending on
where he built the wall.
If it's an outside wall, or even if it's an inside wall, but like the Mi'iri said for the Balabor, like the Rambam envisions one scenario, even if it's an inside wall, but it's all on your property, then your mom is not my property. So yeah, Ronan go crazier and say, no, maybe your mom isn't my property. Why? Because my field used to be worth $100,000. Now there's an outer fence that's worth $105,000. So it says, if you put something on my field, but it's not so positive, right? Meaning, if not so positive on Moni Gabach, unless you build the wall, mom is 50-50, right? If you build the wall 50-50, then mom is flat. That even back in the case, you're a token. Come here, move on. But not so pashut. Correct. This is not if the fence is on the Makif's land, which, according to most Rishonim, it is. Okay. This also, he said, is not pashut because the Nenef is passive. Is it possible that here you should have to pay me because you worked for me? Is this exactly the same as you come and you plant my field, or is there some difference? What's the difference? What? Okay, but you decide that. You come and you plant my field and you say, hey, I worked for you, pay me. Or in this case, Maka Beniga, you say, hey, I built the wall for you, pay me. What's the difference? What? No, okay. Again, unless you're having the weird case of this, right? Ignoring that weird case, right? Maybe for any other time. You didn't build the wall for me. You built the wall for yourself and it happened to benefit me. You weren't working for me. You didn't say, oh, I don't have, let me go work for Bednar and build him a wall and then charge him afterwards. Again, it's a funny thing to do, but in halacha, is valid. You said, let me build a wall for myself, but Bednar's also benefits, so let me send him a note. That's a lasha. Like, who says you're working for me? You're working for yourself, and I have to be next to you. It's also not so pasha. Basically, what I'm claiming is, why do I keep saying things that are pasha? I'm saying that not so obvious to do other than it's not pasha. For the men, Shon Nachrona, who say it only applies if it's massive shalom or massive behemto, this is not my massive, it's not my behemoth's massive, it's your massive, not pasha. It's not even so pasha like his Yortok Stechadero. Yortok Stechadero means you come and you do work just for me. You manage to come to my property and build it for me. Over here, you're on your own property. You're building for yourself. I don't want to be a beneficiary. That's not exactly the same as Yom Tov Stechavero. So the question is, there a third option for what the Mechayim is? Is there a third option for what the Mechayim is? Why would it matter if there's three or four fields in the market? Because Mamoni Gabach is only high of if. By the way, just from the parenthetical comment, remember there are two kinds of Yerotov Sechavero, a Sada that's Asuya, that's a plant, not a pen for planting. It's much easier to say, and a pen for planting. You don't have to plant, you got to pull. Come on, I would have hired someone, so on. Some I would have hired you. Just would have been blank guess. Anyway, Leo's question. Leo says, why isn't it Mamoni Gabach if there's only three walls? The answer is Pasha. Mamoni Gabach, imagine this. Let's say you plant weeds on my property. You build a trumpet building on my property. So your money's there, since it's not worth anything. It's not Mamoni Gabach. It's only Mamoni Gabach if my property is now worth more money because of it. Meaning, it has to be your money, and it has to be worth something to me. You only built three walls. It's not worth anything to me because my property is no better off with three walls than it was with zero walls. But you can't say Mamoni Gabach. You guys have to say, likewise, you worked for me. No, you worked for me, you built three walls. No one would ever want someone to build three walls for them because it's useless. If it's useless, then it doesn't fall under your total state of error. Subtle question. Well, it depends on if you get out of board. Then I mean, yeah, so when you get out of board, it feels the innocent. Okay, is there a third option of what these sort of are subject? Good question. So on the one hand, why are we having this discussion? Well, of course, they and many Rishonim are quoting me, I only quoted one, that you can't have a chiv zen and a zechaser if you didn't do anything. So good question. There's like 8,000 Achronim who all answer Dovi, who all want to say different Shatim and answer Dovi's questions. I'm sure there's someplace in there. But I'll just throw out some of the, and I saw an Avi Ezra, I'll just throw out some of the ways that the Achronim deal with this. His question is, how can I say, I want to do this question after I finish the board. No, let's wait until I finish the board. Okay, is there another option? That, I think, was on the Makor sheet. It's also the Abi Ezri right there on the Shem of Rosh Hashanah. Yes. This, and I think a lot of them, is the Abi Ezri in there?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't see it in there, but it's also the Abi Ezri. But I'm sure many of the other Achronim go there. Here's, I think, something we're thinking about. And Dovi's going to say this is even more of a kasha. Who said we have to start with Bavakama? With Bavakama.com or Bavakama.com? Why can't we start with? I'm sorry. Who said they had started with Bavakama or Bavakama? Bavakama is then in Zeph Buster, Bavakama, Yonzo, State of Aero. Not exactly the list. Dovi's question notwithstanding. For the moment.
What did the Gemara say?
Maybe the demand. About. Give me a second. Basra, I'm sorry, it's Min HaShemayim that you didn't have a good question, apparently. What was I going to say? What is Mova Basra all about? All these people in Mova Basra, meaning, think about it. He has to pay half of the wall. We're not getting the half of the wall covered wall. Right, let's take Rafuna. He has to pay half of the wall. He has to pay half of the wall is not like some unfamiliar space alien that just beamed into our backyard all of a sudden in the second Mishnah. He has to pay for half the wall, which is what we've been discussing all year until now. But this is a familiar concept, thus he has to pay half the wall. That's called Midin Hezek Re'iya, or, since my folks who showed it, whether we're talking here about a tall wall to prevent Re'iya, or we're talking about a short wall to prevent trespassing. But short walls to prevent trespassing, we've also been discussing, right? We've discussed Masipas, which I understand, between us, some short wall to prevent trespassing. We've discussed the Rambam, Janagina, which in the Mishnah, short wall, you mean, yeah, walls between neighbors, that's called a machine. That's a machine. This is different from regular Zayin and Zechlasser and different from your Zayin. It's better than all those cases. All those cases are people who do not have a pre-existing relationship. And all of a sudden, something happens where Reuven gets Hanan, Shimon is Chasser, maybe Reuven's initiative, maybe Shimon's initiative, maybe this detail, maybe that detail, maybe it's expected, maybe it's unexpected. Those are all two strangers who just walk into each other's lives, and I am Nenner from you, or you are Mahana me. Here we have a much better bias. Here we're talking about Shchinim. Okay, whether we're trying to walk between them, and then, you know, we're dealing with something very similar to the first Mishnah, or whether we're talking about a wall around both of them, in which case we're dealing with something very similar to the fourth Mishnah. Meaning, the first Mishnah is the wall between them, right? Kof ben las mechitza, etc. And the fourth Mishnah is kofen oso livnes deshar videlis deshar videlis lefater kofen oso livnes deshar videlis lefater. People in a chutz together have to chip in for the outer door and gate of the chutzor. Why? Because they're shchinim in the chutzor, they have to chip in for their joint need. Anyone in the city has to build a wall around the city. Why? Because we're all in this together, and there's a kind of rabban or din daraisa named Dr. Pasuk. Remember, I mentioned there being a phenomenal reading earlier. There's a din of shchinim that shchinim have to chip in for their joint need. If shchinim have to chip in for their joint need, maybe not Mamash has a Riyah. I'm not necessarily going to say Mamash has a Riyah. But Shchina has to chip in for joint needs, which includes walls and as well as other things. So if Shchina has to chip in for their joint needs, maybe that's the Machayev here. The Machayev is Helcho Shchina. Now,
but why is it generated only when the Mazik starts? That's what I get to understand when I read this.
Now, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is if we welcome Shindog, moving door, then in a Chadam. Say it right, but again, we're gonna put the ball aside for now. That's what's about the shalom dog. Meaning, I can't sue you lechatchila for whatever you do for me. I can't force you lechatchila to build this necessarily, but I'll say two things. Number one, if amad nika for gunner servius, hashtag shenim, right? Amad nika for gunner servius, yeah. Once you show that you need it, I show that I need it by building three. You show that you need it by building one. Both admit that we need it. So that's the kind of then the demon training comes in. We have to take 50-50, not take advantage of each other. Even Amad Makif, right? We'll see when we get to the Rambam, which we need to get there. I'm making a Moda now. Whenever I say what we're going to get to, it's always winner. Right? Everyone heard my Moda. Even if it's makif, you could say, echoing the Ramban, it's makif shalom nodul. If I declare that I don't want it, then I don't have to chip in. But even a makif shalom nodul, if I say I don't want it, I don't have to chip in. The makif shalom nodul, the shalom don't have to buy unnecessary luxuries, right? We don't have to chip it together for a Lamborghini just because we can use together. But I don't say anything, and I let you spend, and you spend, and you spend, and I just sit there smiling, trying to take advantage. And if I'm happy that you're building, and I don't object, and I'm trying to take advantage of you, then maybe Mother Shalom Agulikdor. I understand Mother Shalom Agulikdor. I can't force you to pay me, perhaps, if you don't want to. But if you want it, you just want to take advantage, that's against self-restraint. If you want something, maybe even if you're silent, you want it. If you want something, then you have, if you want something that's a joint need, if you didn't want it, Mother Shalom Agulikdor, I can't force you. But if you want it, then you have to pay for it. Maybe the Machayim is self-restraint. And therefore, it's a unique Machayev here. And then, all of a sudden, a lot of things make sense. It's not exactly like any of these other cases. It doesn't have to be the same. There's a new Machayev here that's not present in any other case of Amakamur Bukhutsia, which is Shreyan. And I think easily, if Amad Nika, he showed he wants it, once he showed he wants it, then he should have to have to be Shreyan. Even Amad Makit, if he didn't object, as the Rambam points out, then he's also showed he wants it. Well, if you don't use it, why shouldn't he have to pay half? Again, if he objects and says, no, I think it's an unnecessary luxury, then he doesn't have to pay. That's called Makom Shalom. But if it's empty, then why should, if there are two Shchinim, two Shuchim, right, who share this land area in between the highway and the highway and the street and the street, right? They share this block. Two Shuchim in this block. So why should if they both? I mean shuften in that sense. I just mean they're like in a loose sense of the word. They're partners in the block. Both shchinim. You're right. I don't mean they literally are shuften. I just mean they're two shchinim who share this block, and they both want a fence, and they both think it's worth having a fence. Then why should one guy pay and not the other guy? That's against the whole idea of they're paying for things. If one guy objects to that, then sort of say, "Why should one guy? I think it's an unnecessary stupid thing." If he said it's a stupid thing, don't build it. And if you want to build it with your own money, then they have to force it. But if he sits there appreciating it and wanting it and needing it, just tries to be very quiet and won't charge him. That, let me cite Rav Shach says that, and the Avi Ezra on the Rambam here, we'll see why. The Bar Samech says that, at least for Amad Nika, and I'm sure other Achronim in the Masechta say that. I know I haven't answered Toby's question before yet. But now he's a new question.
The mission of each one is much better. The clues they all should have been in the hot set, but then you have to pay them
the
required.
You can't just like. How about, hold on. How about the Bnei Hagira, the people who have to build the walls of the city? Okay, but you understand that it's not so posh. How about what the Abra Mahir says that any people who have fields near each other have to chip in for Agra Nitira? Right, the Anurah says, Agra Natira, oh, that's Pashim. Why you have to pay at least Agra Natira? Because anytime two people have fields together, they can force each other to chip in to hire a guard. I'm saying it's, you could try to get out of it, but I think Yod Chala Tachtona there. I think Yod Chala Tachtona, and also there's, there's a Tosefta that Haritz, who then Haritz, meaning there's a lot of things that people next to each other have to pay for. Okay, fair enough. Okay, now let me just answer Dobie's question. Dobie says, why am I being Chakira here? Isn't it obvious that it's Bidin Zenem Zachasar, it's Mafurish Mar and Baba Kama, right? Isn't that obvious? On the one hand, it does say that. I think there are two kinds of answers. A lot of Achronim. You find that Bar Ilan, Shmuel, and others, and Rav Shach, you find the Bar Ilan, and you give me more of a list. All say, no. Was that Gemara and Bava Kama as a part of Manda Amar? But we don't pass like that Manda Amar. Like, for example, that Gemara and Bava Kama is only Shia Bar Rav. Most people told him, like, only Shia Bar Rav think that Rav Yossi and Bava Kama argued about Makkah Benikas. But we don't pass like Shia Bar Rav, we pass like Rav Huna. How do we know we pass him like Rav Huna? I apologize, but on the Eimanali. Oh, you read it. Right? The end, last line of our Sugya is the Eimanali. That first one will be Rav Yossi. Right? And that's according to a different daya, but that's what we paskin. We paskin, like Rav Huna, or I think this is Rashab's suggestion. He says, if you have the girsas, tag the onan here, that our Gemara disagrees. Man, look, Gemara Momotam. So that's Gemara Momotam's opinion. But that's not our Gemara's opinion. Or you could say, and here I haven't gotten to this yet, you could perhaps say this is Sveidina. And the Gemara Momotam is true, and a different possibility is also true. There are two different kinds of circumstances. One is on my pocket, one is on my mikath, for example, which we'll get to. Or you could say, and here I'm going out a bit of a limb, but don't be that it's a kasha on me, but I appreciate that. I appreciate that hashivas. But Tosafot said lots of Rishon when I've grown him say, Zen and Zechasar is only if it comes to Masa Umasi Berto, not if you can do anything. So watch the Gemara in Baba Kama. So Rav Chaim goes far to say, it must be that that's only a Limada, or there was a Makom Shinon complete dark or the equivalent, and therefore, it's considered to be my Masa, but I didn't pay my debts, and I forced you by not paying my debts. That's a little dark. The answer could be that it's all probably out of Hakira about Zenene. Is that Chaser? Maybe the Gemara Baba Kama is trying to answer at least according to one side of the Hakira. Yeah, according to one side of the Hakira, we can answer that this is called Zenanim Zechasar, even though you didn't do anything. But maybe the Maskana is like the other side of the Hakira. Maybe that's not the Maskana of the Gemara in Baba Kama. Maybe the end of the Gemara. And they walk around Shah Rishi Dachiel Sar, they change their mind, but like the other side of the Hakira. So there are many ways out of that question. I will also, which again, if there's a question on me, I would say, why am I getting out of the question? I think the question many people have not wrote, everyone who says that the people only apply to the men and income to take the Hadah is going to have this question on this line in Baba Kama and going to have to answer. I would also point out that it could be that the locus in Zenene, Zechaser, again, this is not necessarily following this train of why I didn't say everything, but the locus in Zenene, Zechaser is not about that's in the concept of Zenene, Zechaser's pi for now. The machlokas there is not about the etta of a chayim. Maybe then and zel chaser is not about the machlokas there is not about the etta of a chayim. The machlokas is, do we assume someone's mochel every hana without a chisaron? Do we assume someone's mochel every hana without a chisaron? That's what they're discussing there. Okay. It could be, even if the machayev is your tosek avero, we still be totally on that question. Do we assume someone's vocal every hundred without a chisaron? So it could be they didn't necessarily mean to say this the same machayiv as other things in that sugya. They just meant to say totally on the same machsofik about whether someone's mochel any hanah that doesn't cost them anything or not. So there just summarize. Dovi asked, is it a foolish in the Gemara Baba Kama that machayiv is net of a chaser and not anything else? And I will answer. Four answers. One, maybe this Beidinim. Two, maybe that's according to one day of such as Chiyah Barav, and we're according to another day, especially according to the Shem to say that our Girsa doesn't even in Baba Basra, doesn't even allow for the same sheep as Baba Kama. It assumes not. Oops. Three, maybe that's not happening anymore according to one side of the Hakira, we pass like the other side of the Hakira. And four, maybe the Gemara never meant that the Machayev in all the other cases the same as the Machayev in Makat Demika. It just meant they're both totally on a question of whether someone's mochel, a hanasha in both sorin or not. Okay, now let's just come back to our sugya. We said we're going to analyze a few things.
Can I ask something?
Please.
Isn't the idea that mechayev is hilchos shchenim implicit in the Rimigash?
Yeah. I didn't notice that, but anything's possible.
Because he creates a new din of Hezekiah Meshusarabi. That's because
First of all, I'm not convinced that's a new din. That's based on the thing. The Shar Vidalis Lachatzer is because of the Hezekiah of the Rishon Sarah. Right? It's not an entirely new din. I apologize. But what does he say here? He says, et cetera, et cetera. Came in the Hezekiah of the Rishon Sarah, and Lockets, Kamir, Mekach, Hilka, and Hikith, etc.
I'm not convinced he's saying that's the Machayev here.
He seems to be saying that the Hakamino. You know. Why can't you say that it's going to have to be? The answer is that it has to be people in the street. And it has to be people in the street is not his fault. So I'm not convinced, but okay, I'll look at it again.
Remember, it seems to be in the Balamor that it's the only way to understand the Balamor in that in this context.
Right. And then Balamor says the Malkam Shinon would like Dar, maybe what we're doing is just getting back to the original Machayev of Hashanah. Or me, we're getting to another Machayev. Okay, let me start with some. One of the questions we had on the board, I'm not going to repeat all the sheets, it's too complicated and technical. But there's a whole question of Makif versus Nikaf. There's a whole question of the Fima Shigodar may cut him Zol or Agar Natira. There's a whole question of only the fourth wall versus all the walls. Right? Those are the three main issues based on the three videos in our Gemara. Let's try to analyze them. Let me ask you a simple question. How about the second machlokas, right? The second you probably say. Makif and Nikaf, Nikaf may not. Makif and Nikaf, Nikaf may not. Okay, let's ask the following question. What's the mark? Right? So, one day it holds, no matter, even if a makif makes the fourth wall, the other day it holds, only if the nikah makes the fourth wall. Right? Which day is which? Depends on the girsa. Let's take Rashi girsa, let's take an argument. Right? For example, right? Maybe Rabbi Yossi says Godar Makif is utter, Godar Nikaf is Chayav. Why is Godar Nikaf Chayav? Most people seem to focus on a two-word phrase, not deep focus. Why is Godar Nikaf Chayav? Because he What did he commit by being go there? What did he do? Giligas, right? I think it's pretty possible it has to do with Giligas, right? Because of Giligas. The question is, why should Giligas make a difference? Right? Why should Nika make a difference? Why should Giligas make a difference? So, why should Giligas make a difference? Like, if you're potter without Giligas, then why are you chayav? Why is Giloy Da'as Machayev? Right, simple question. Why is Giloy Da'as Machayev? So, anyone want to answer? Why is Giloy Da'as Machayev? What do you mean it's not massive? The other guy built three walls. Now he built the fourth wall. He still didn't build the first two walls. No. Anyone?
Well, I mean, you can say that he's like, that's Megala
death. Yeah. Like, and who says that explicitly in our Gemara? The Meiri. Right? Says the Meiri. Some place here? Okay. I'm not going to start. Okay. I'm not going to start looking for the last one. I might ask you to take my word for it. But says the Meiri in the Dibur Masala Derech Hasheni. I'm pretty sure that that's where it was. Says Meiri, if he's Megalodas and he wanted it, then he built it Mishlichuso. If I'm Megalodas, I'm the inside guy, then I wanted this wall. How do I Megalodas? I built the fourth one. So obviously, if I built the fourth one, I wrote the first three. Here he is. Says the Meiri, ready? Then I'm agreeing to what you built. It's as if he built it Mishlichuso. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make everyone drop out of the shir. I don't control the technology. So one shot is, let's keep the same numbers, B, says the Midiri, Ilu, Aso, Itzakuso. Right? Hine, Spirit Polem. Right? And then we ask you to do it. Okay, that really sounds like you're the Litov State Chavero. Right? So that's clear. Lashon of I hired you to do it. Okay, is there another option? As to what Gilui Das difference Gilui Das makes? How else could you read the difference Gilui Das makes? By the way, this would have a big mocker in Rashi. Right? What does Rashi say in Bok Metzia Das Kof Aleph? Galita adaita v'ikolach v'asikta sada shigalito v'yodam al-pa'ol yona. Whatever you make, Galitas, Gilidas actually comes from the Mark of Metzia Kof Aleph, right? Meaning, right, in Bok Metzia Kof Aleph, Giloi Das is Mechayav Midin Yorid Lasada Suyalita. Right, Galisa Daik Nihle Zil Shole Vyodol Hal Yona. Midin Yore Lasada Haasuyalita. So fine, we have a marker for Giloi Das in Bok Metzia. Once in the Galo Das, you've shown the Lasada Suyalita, and you're paying like market value, meaning the full price. Okay, is there another shot? So, now go for money also the bottom of the Rambam says, based on Tosfos Mavakama, which I think we're going to talk about. What does that go for money say? He says, in not by us, it helps Zila make by the Livingstone department. The Hadar Batrin and Hadar Batrin very shallow be died to doubt the hateful Gobi and died to the Kalevi Haruna, Ubekinabali Gobi and died to the Nifal Lady Haruna, Philbot Sah. This is based on Tosfos Bava Kamma, right? Okay, Tosos in Bava Kamma, the Hagros Maimonios in Hilchot Zela. What do they say? They say this is a general rule of Denena, even if there's no sorrow. What they say? They say, based on what they say, they're applying this to all the names that cluster. They say there's a rule. There's a rule that ze neme v'zel lo chaser is chayav if there's a giloi das. Meaning, I live in your apartment and I'm neme v'zel lo chaser. If I'm a gal in my das that I wouldn't pay rent, but I wanted to pay rent, then I'm willing to pay rent. If I'm a gal in my das that I'm willing to spend money, that it's worth money to me, then I have to pay. That's the finish of Tosos pocket by the Hagos by Manios. Healing das is Machai Zen. What do you say? Say, there's not a kid. We don't hold that kid you say. Remember, only one day in the guard held a kid you say. We don't hold the base that kid you say idea. If then and it's a low cluster. But if you're healing das, then it's a low cluster. Okay, this is very controversial. They know the Judah says, no, that's only with the Kid Yisera, which is a semi-summer. But maybe if you told Sarah goes, so clearly assuming that Gilui Das here is working, he didn't say that, it's a low chaser. Why would that be? Why would that be that Zen and Zelo Chaser, if there's a Gilui Das, you have to pay more than if you don't have a. Then if you don't have a Gilui Das. Okay, you can explain it in different ways. One way you could say is that it's not considered a monetary benefit. It's not simply considered something worth money. It doesn't cost anyone to produce it. But if I'm a Gilui Das and it's worth money to me, then it is worth money. Or you could say, Mustama, he's Mochel. It doesn't cost him anything. If I'm a Gilui Das, I'm willing to pay for it money. Mohel. Well, you can definitely pay for it. Okay, so Gilui Das in Zen and Zel Chos makes you chayiv. How the or Sameach is a big question. He has a very tough question. I'm going to answer it on this Tosos. It's the first Bava Kamma Chaf Aleph and Aleph that if I think he only owns an apartment. I signed a contract to rent it from him for 5,000 shekels a month. And it turned out that it was a deal's apartment. That said, the devil chaser, and a potter. Why is Megala Nasa going to pay you the only money for it? The man. Simple shot is that totally goes when they start wrong. Said to Ursa Math, he could have just gone through Erie and say, yeah, this is the name of Zelda Cluster. This he did. What did Ursa Math say? He said something else. Says the Ursa Math. He said, what's the fee of Mika? The special fee of Mika for partner of Yossi for fee, Rashi, Yersin, and 30 by Zema, and the fee of Mora Babakawa is that Gilad Das means I admit it's a need. I've shown it's a need. If you've shown it's a need by building 3 walls, and I've shown it's a need by building 4 walls, we all agree it's a need. Once we all agree it's a need, we then shame and we're hired to chip in for 50-50. Because we both agree it's a need. If I claim it's not a need, that's Malcolm Shadon. So I don't have to chip in for everything if I recognize need that's not listed or that's a minute of Malcolm. So the answer is very passionate. No. We didn't shame him. Kavan de Gila Daito. It sarich lo. Right, that's the Ursa Math on the cover sheet. Maybe I'll just read you the line. He said, he goli a dice behind the Jerusa, su habi kimo shutaf. Again, shutaf, he doesn't necessarily mean that they own the same thing in common. It just means like the lease partners, meaning they have this area in common. But sarich gam ilo lo seis chelko vahay kota begadr. The mind that he stands shuri from the hotzi, ayo motzi echra vuro go minakatsi. Whatever they both need, one guy can spend and then charge the other guy for his half. The Zeno in the bias, okay, they have nothing to do with the bias and the Dharma class curriculum back to the public comment. When it comes to how Gilad Das works, it could work with then Adam's at Husser, which is a big finish to get so again, not to watch the start of the Tosos and that goes on to say. It could work. We did. If you're Gilad Das, you want to pay for that now, then you have to pay for that now. It could work. We did. Sleepless. You work for me. Make that sada shayin lita, which is based on the word kapalo amadal babakam, but the tier says the porch, that if you're a gala dance that you want it, it's a sada shayin lita, they have control price. Or it could work, like the Ursa Math says, no, we didn't train him. Once you've shown that you both need it, now you both have to pay. Now the question becomes, if that's the opinion of Yossi, then, what would say above? Actually, more this haqir is more explicit in Rav Yossi only Amad Nika. But what we suggest is the same haqir for Amad Makif, right? You could say the same haqir for Amad Makif, right? What could you say? You could say the same sudden. You could say, hey, like many Rishonim. Zenenem is Zechaser. But Zenenem is Zechaser. It's not Zen and it's a low cost there, but if you're healing Das and deep self, Zen and it's a chaser. The same basic subject, but you have to say what the difference. And then the Tanakhama holds that it's chaser, and Rav Yossi holds that it's not chaser, and therefore you need healing Das to help you out. Or you could say, or let's say better. Midin Yoreid, but post Seif Abeiro. Midin Yoreid the Tov Seif Abeiro, and here you could say either the Tanakhama holds that Yotayev Midin Mamoni Gabach, and Rav Yossi holds. Nope, only midin. Okay, this is a little trickier. Let me say this a little better. And then you could say one of two things. One thing you could say is, that's basically what's going to be. Rav Yossi says that it's only shlichus if there's giloy das. And the Tanakhama would say no. these are the shlichos because shtika kavodah. I'm being more long this way, or the Tanakhama would say that it's Lamoni Gabach, even if it's not Shlichus. Right, because they know that's because the Lamoni Gabach, even if it's not Shlichus. So Lamoni Gabach is stuff that's still in your field, if you look at it that way, it works out that way. Or it's in the Shlichus, which is Gabach. Another way of reading this is, I could have written this, but Yosef's only says, if you had a Kilidas, maybe Tanakhama would take the plus to your Lita, even through Shtika. Shtika makes us to your Lita. You don't object, that's what you're Lita. Or he thinks you're Chayiv, even though it's not us to your Lita, which then gets into a lot of technicalities there. Are you excited about us to your Lita? What if you tell him to take that back, etc.? Okay, we're not getting to the whole thing, but it's maybe saying this in different words. Here's one of them. This way, you can say it in a more practical way that Rabbi Yossi says. It's only Asuya Lita if there's Gilui Das. And he's here making a certain lumpish assumption. And the Tanakhama thinks, no, either it's Asuya Lita without Gilui Das, or Chayav is not Yodo Al Ha'oyona, this is Yodo Al Ha'tachona. That might depend very much on it. Or Chayav Afilu Misade She'en Asuya Lita. And here you get into a lot of technicalities. Right? If you think along the She'en Asuya Lita, we did Lonya Asuya Lita, as we did. Okay, or you could say, right? Or you could say, no, that we didn't stream in. Oh, what's the machlokes? The Tanakhama holds that it's a Torah Shchinim because of Shtika. And Rabbi Yossi holds, nope, it's only a Tzorech if there's a Gilui Das. Okay, now, of course, what will come out of this, and here's where it's going to get a little complex, is it could be that even for Tanakhama, there might be Tzedina. Other market might be for one. But the market is because of Zenenet, Zephasar, but the Mikaf is because of Shchenin, or because of Yorotzov Stechaviro, the Sada Asuyalita. Okay, I don't have, at a certain point, I don't have proofs for any of these ideas, but it could very well be that. He says, Tzedina, right? The Rambam's Lashon sort of implies that. We know what the Rambam's Lashon, even though we haven't analyzed the Rambam yet, but the Rambam's Lashon is, he says, Mishayel Ochurva, etc., etc. In Godel, Ruach Revias, Magagin Lam Sakol, etc. And if the Kodal was here, but not the Kodal was there, and then later on he says, V'chein ma'nikav atzim, which you got to Ruach Revias, or Gila Daitim, and Osen Katzi, and Tzal. He separates them. He could have said, if the market or the nikah goes to the fourth one, you have to pay him katzi otzah. But that's only if the kol goes on both of his lands. Now, one of his lands, you only pay him a little. Instead, he says, if the market goes to the fourth one, you have to pay half the cost. If it's on both of his lands, you have to pay his land. And likewise, if the nikah, you have to pay him both. Okay, that's what a betain means to the Rambam. Answer, it could very well be that within Rabbi Yossi, that if you're the Tanakhama, and here is the Tanakhama, I of Bain am Amad Makif, Bain Amad Nikaf. It could be one din, or it could be one din, or Tzvei Dinim. But I think, I don't have any explicit proof to that. What would be cool is if someone were to say, but it's for technical reasons, is it, well, here's for example, where you might see Tzedinim. For example, what about everyone except for Rabbi Yonah? Remember, Rabbi Yonah's Girsa in the Gaonim, and only that goes close to Pirsa in Rashi's Pirsa. If the Mika builds it, you have to make for all four points. The Maka building, you only have to make for four points. Why is that? There's the Yim. The Nika built it is a different Machayev than if the Maka builds it. Right? If the Nika builds it, then perhaps that's a Machayev of Shvedim. If the Maka builds it, then it's only a Machayev of Nenna. And the Nafkamina is how much you pay. You could also say if the Nika builds it, you have to pay. If the Nika built it, maybe you have to pay 100 years old, while if the Maka built it, you have to pay only 100 tira or something. But you don't have clear formulation of those that are shown that are not technical. Okay, so it could be Sveidinim, could be taking the same results, could be Sveidinim, whether you have to pay one wall or four walls. Or let's say we're weak Paskin, right? How do we Paskin? We Paskin, Beinam and Makif, right? We Paskin. Amad Makif is Chayav, and Amad Nikaf is Chayav. Oh, I didn't have to be Paskin. That's the thing. But still, you could say it's one din, or you could say it's two different din. Maybe there's an Afkamina between them. How would there be an Afkamina between them? Like, for example, here's one day, one Girsa, which says Amad Makif is Chayav only the fourth wall, or all four walls. What's the difference? Ah, maybe the difference is if it begins Shlitas, then well, also you're Chayav all four walls. If it begins Shvein, if you're Chayav all four walls. If it's being Nehem, maybe it's only Mukher if you're in Nehem, the fourth wall, or it's being your way. Only longer could last you get a double fourth. Not sure. You could also theoretically say, right? I mean, we chose to say this, but for technical reasons, right? The Ravinion and others say this. What I'm trying to say here is Lafima Shigondar, and here is only for the Son Deus, Queen Rafi Barad, make on a result. Or Agar Natira. Okay, why would that be? Oh, one way. That may be for technical reason, because on the Nika, we see what you want. Right here, you would pay only to make fun of the soul. Okay, there's all the das here. Would be Master Gada. Okay, could be. Yeah, it could be technical. One of the few das, what does it? But it could be a totally different machayev that one is shchinim and one is yored or one is yored and one is hana. But it's complicated enough to ask. Let's just try to go through the other parts of the Gemara quickly and leave ourselves time for the Rambam. The main machlokes of the Gemara is how much do you pay? I'll point out one other thing. The Magi Mishnah is machlokas. The Magi Mishnah says, what if he built stones and then Nikav gets up and builds the fourth wall out of bricks? Does the Nikav have to make the bricks or stones? What would our comment say? That guy brings three walls of gutters. But Nikav only builds Hutzvadafka for the fourth wall. How much do you have to pay? Or if he builds Levain for the fourth wall? Should he have to pay for expensive stones or cheap bricks? We all said cheap bricks. That was his Gilui Das only for cheap bricks, right? Whatever the Gilui Das was, it was only for cheap bricks. Not to mention the fact that, you know, your fence is only as strong as you can play. But the Mighty Mishnah strangely says, yeah, he only has paid what he built. But ain't paying it kach das rishon, he says something like that. Right? Below kosu kach rishon itself. Not exactly sure what he meant or what rishon. Sounds like there's some rishon that stated, I built the fourth wall of bricks. Now I have to pay him for his stones. That is, even though I think that's really happening, he would not exist. That is a very, very big finish. If I were the fourth wall of bricks, I have to pay him for stones. It's hard for me to say because now I'm paying for Hanal. I know what Hanal do I get from stones if the fourth wall is on bricks. It's a little hard to say he's shlichus. How can you say I wanted him to build stones if he only wanted to build bricks? maybe that word getting could help Bidin Shchenim. Ah, Bidin Shchenim, once I admit we need a wall, even though I'm cheap about the wall, really we should have built a better wall. But we assume that this town would like to build better walls when they need to. And then maybe it's a little easier to say I'm tired for more than I think I'll like to ask if you say Bidin Shchenim, because once I'm in the parsha, I've been in this room to build a wall, then maybe you can say, well, what is it neighbor built? If the neighbor built stones, maybe I should also build stones and large keep my worth. Well, I'm tired anyway. So I think that that weird day that he quotes what Kosovo got from Rishonim, that he doesn't even name that if I build bricks, I still pay for stones, I work better for the Shchenim. Once you get the Shchenim, then you say, you know what? Once you both admit you need a wall, then who gets five or kind of wall? I don't know why you get five or kind of wall, maybe you get five or kind of wall. Maybe together you get the Sarah kind of wall, maybe you look at other people's walls. And I think there's more of a room to be Machayev there. Okay, let's just briefly finish off discussion. What are these three shittas, right? The three shittas are Rav Huna, Rafi Mashadadar, Mei Chiyah Bar Rav, May Kamen the Zol, and maybe the Tamakama Agar the Tiva. What's our focus between them? Is the Machlokes between them Umdan or is the Machlokes between them one? That's all I want to know. Anyone? What's the Machlokes between them? So you could say the Machlokes between them is just Umdan, right? It's just an umdana. What do you need? That's who says that the Ramban says that. The Ramban is only the miracle state of your Sada Suyamita. He assumes you're only kind of a Suyamita because he passes like a rib who said that if Inas Suyamita, you don't have to pay until the 19th of all that. Okay, so he says, what is that a Suya for? You could make all Machot in umdana. So maybe it's just a machlokes in umdana. You could say like the Ramban, ha'em asuya, to use the lashon of b'metzia, lekach, lekach, bo lekach. Like, what is this sada asuya? Is it asuya for a big wall? Is it asuya for only a cheap wall? Or is it asuya for the, for only agar natira? Right, what is that asuya for? You could also say that Kama Nene, right? Remember Nene and Chasser? We know how much of his Chasser. His Chasser that we spent. But how much is my Nene? He spent a big fancy wall. Did I get enough from stones? Maybe if you don't need stones, I don't get any kind of stones. When did they come to Zol? Right? Oh, Kama Nene. Masha Gadar was like, is that wall enough for me? Or to make fun of the soul? No, my hana is only make fun of the soul. Or no, my hana is just Agaratira. Maybe my hana is just Agaratira. Or you could say, what is Chazal things we need to hold in for Shane today? Right? Or, okay, but that's certainly the simple shot. The Ramban is the only explicit. Tosos deals a lot with the day of the Chag Zol. Says, your Tosos is a Sechaver, why doesn't he have to pay everything? The answer is, because he can say, I didn't mean so much. So why does he have to pay the Chag Zol? Because everyone would have known that they found Chag on sale. But he doesn't explain the other right? He doesn't explain the other Yoshita. That, we're not sure. But I think you certainly could say that maybe they're arguing about oneness. That's clearly what the Yad Ramah says. The Yad Ramah says, you could say maybe there's a oneness machlokas. Says the Yad Ramah, what does he say? He says, Agra Natira is not like the others. He doesn't explicitly think, very few people, I admit, say exactly what it's for. But says the Yad Ramah, says This is Midinana. This is Midinana. Now argue what your Nana. If you build a $1,000 stone wall, my Nana $1,000? No, only Nana $10. But that doesn't do it for me. This is Midinstrina. Because Agrinatira actually holds no Chia Midinana. Ah, but Shem always has to pay Agrinatira because he writes that even if you don't build anything, Shem always have to pay to hire a watchman. Everyone in the valley can force all the other farmers in the valley to chip in for the watchman, whether the Dofi likes it or not. Okay, Kat, Pasa, Har Yakurah.
Yeah. You say maybe that it's what I'm on focus, but I'll get it on the article. I have a Pasa's Mutayev, and I'm not sure about it. If I'm not Mutayev, then it should just be the discounted amount.
Fair enough. Right, again, that's. You're Lishitasi. I'm ignoring that Lishitasi, but I get that your Lishitasi is more valid than I give them that I make it seem. Clearly, if you're looking at it as Kisarim, then that should be very possible. Again, I still think it's a finish if you're looking at it as Kisarim to say you're five here when you didn't do anything, at least on my pocket. Or you're sorry, you did it for yourself, I didn't do anything to you. But it's certainly it's certainly possible. Toso says. If it's an and Sadi, Tosos essentially says, okay, so what is Tosos? Tosos only says one thing in the Ramas of the Zohar. It says it's an Anam and Sadi, if Hayamot and Khan Zohar go to Baham, then everyone will be happy to build a fence they cut in the Zohar. If you found a Khan on sale, it would be worth building a fence. Anam and Sadi, that it is worth it to you. And then he puts the concept of your Tosos de Chabe, bro. Right, he says, you can't say it's your Tosos of Eretz, you can say I don't mean it. But Anan Tzadi would agree to this. Okay, Tosos says that we didn't Anan Tzadi, that you would have agreed to it. He doesn't say, the Watman or Agri Tira, and Watman or Arma Lufi Mashu Godar. Are they different Anan Tzadi? Like, that's supposed to say, like, those two Anan Tzadis are obvious, but this Anan Tzadi has to be kind of you, or are they not sure? I'm not sure because that's the maximum that anyone would ever pay to the price.
They're giving you there, but in the person.
Okay. Now, let me just give me a second here. Let's see.
That once the three walls are built, then...
No, that's in Tosos that's in Tosos. I think that's where I'm at. Okay, all I'm saying is that Tosos only says on the Tzadik they come to Tosos. I'm not exactly sure what it means. Right? What does Tosos say? An and Sadi they come to Tosos. Everyone, if they found Kanim on sale, they would build a fence. Oh, we see some people on fence. Maybe found Kanim on sale when they had, you know, free time to deal with it. But everyone would want to build a fence if they could get Kanim resolved. It's not clear. Tosos might just say that no. Maybe this is a different Sadi. Well, Anan Sadi or Anan Sadi, something else. But, right? I don't think that's what Tosos is trying to say. There's three in my focus, three in my focus on Ansadis. I can't prove it. But it could be that no. Maybe just going to see Ansadis big cut of the soul. But nonetheless, there are two other Shitas. Why are there two other Shitas? So here, I understand you say perhaps a little bit whatever you want. But why are there two other Shitas? One Shita might be that even if it's an Ansadi that I'm going to take on, going to build big cut of the soul. Just because there's an Anan Tzadi doesn't mean that I have to chip in. Just because there's an Anan Tzadi doesn't mean that I have to chip in. Maybe Tosus would say, if it did Nana, if we did Nana, then my Anna is only Agra Natira. My Anna is only Agra Natira. What would I have done? I would have spent Agra Natira. I didn't find Kanam, so I was going to spend Agra Natira. So maybe Tosos thinks that even though this is left than my Amen Sadi, but this is Zenene. What's Zenene? Zenene is how much money I save. How much money I save, I would have spent. I would have had no choice but to spend on it. So I definitely save Agar Mitzvah. Or if you say, this is more than my Amen Sadi. This is more than I would have been willing to pay. So why do I have to pay more than I'm willing to pay? Let's see my thinking. Sorry. Even though that got toasted with the halach in general, we'll admit. But okay, even if that toasted to own the halach. Or maybe the same didn't shame him. Maybe didn't shame him if he's building a reasonable wall that would couple to build around here. I'd say not everyone builds walls. But if he's building a reasonable wall that normal people build when they want walls, and I admit, and you know, and I don't object to the wall, so more than I'm in Sadi, but maybe we didn't shame it. Again, I apologize, I know I can't prove. Or, right? See, that's a good point. See, it's about the time I need today. Anyway, maybe the same machlokes to Theos is not just a machlokes of Umdana. I think the Umdana is this way, you think the Umdana is that way. But machlokes of one. Thus, the Ramah says machlokes of one is one direction. Also, you have to pay out of the Tigra. That is nothing to us. Right? Walls are within there now. Although he doesn't explain what the difference between two bays and there now. But you could say, oh, if you take Tosa very seriously, say, the Anan Sadi for everyone to make fun of his own. But one of my Rapuna said you make more than the Anan Sadi. Why do you make more than the Anan Sadi? Maybe from sorrow. A little hard to pull a Nana, maybe you did train it. And the Tanakama, according to one of the three things it says, yeah, three parts of it says you have less than Anan Sadi. Why are you pulling less than Anan Sadi? Who cares what the Anan Sadi? Maybe you only care where you're net in. This is the minimum amount that you're net in. This is the money that you were about to spend out of pocket. Because, yeah, you like the idea of coming to soul, but you weren't going to do it. The last issue that we want to discuss seems to be a little different. Is how about the weird mandavra? This is a weird mandavra, right? The Shalim rock roof reviews. Right? You only have to pay the fourth and not the first three. The mandor you have to pay all four makes sense. Like either pay all four or the mandor, that you only have to pay for the fourth wall. Anyone want to quickly tell me what are the different days as to why this mandor you only have to pay for the fourth wall? So what happens when that guy and the Balamor agrees with him. The Balamor used a phrase for this, right? One shot is Rashi. Bar Yotza mi bez din Zakai. Anyone know what phrase the Balamor associates this with? Exactly, says the Balamor. This is my folks in your famos. Amdina. Amdina or other Dina. I mean, if you go to court and you lose, and then something happens, and you want to go to court and now win. But retroactively, something happens that changes the way you look at it. You say, come Dina, the din stands, and it's too late to change, or other Dina. Now you go back and revisit the din. So, this means you've got to come Dina. Okay. Yeah, from the discussed, are all cases of come Dina hard to do the same? There are different reasons why things changed. Once you're already potter for all three, you can't go back and sue him anymore. And the Chorus occasion, you sued him after the first three, you lost. Now that you lost the first three, you can't come back and separate the first three from the fourth. Okay, that's a Kiddush. But it could be what it's supposed to say. Now, God's supposed to say what the Svarim said on the other. God's supposed to say, hey, an olive. My God. He says, what's the Svarim of this mandamer? He says, this book in the name of the market, only if you give it. He says, an umdana. Umdana wasn't worth it for you to pay for four walls. But anyone, if there was already three walls, would agree to chip in. Umdana, that anyone would agree to chip in for the fourth wall. So really, you would not agree to chip in for the first three walls. But you would agree to chip in for the fourth wall. So we only have to pay what you would have willing to chip in. The Ramban and the Mochama says a shot. What's the Ramban shot?
The guy didn't plan, the market didn't plan to do more than three.
Exactly. If the market originally built three and then stopped and later built the fourth, what if that proves that he originally was not building it for you to charge you money for? Then he didn't build four at all. He only built three that he needed. So, this makes a lot of sense. Their mind says, like, you're the total thing on your own. If he was really trying to help you, then he would have built four walls. He only built three walls, but shows more trying to help you. So, why should you have to pay? Now you're on a change of mind. No. If the market built only three originally, the Giloy of his das, and did it only for himself. And not for you. And therefore, you can't call your thing to say, wait, you can't say, oh, I came and I worked for you. What do you mean you don't work for me? Why would you not go for it? And then there's Rabbi Yona has the radical shot. Then Rabbi Yona, remember, he says, where's the fourth wall? Not like most we've shown you. He's on all four sides. Fourth wall is between the kneecap and Rosh Hashanah. This is, what does he say? That the Mechitza Revius is Bain Nikaf, the Shukrabin. Not the Mach of the Shukrabin, not the Mach of the Nikaf, between the Nikaf and the Shukrabin. If so, then he says, it's a whole different part, if he says, hold on a second, the first three walls he had to build for himself. There's no Kefi Yaseira. Right, remember the Anubshana Kif Yisera? The first three walls, no Kif Yisera. He doesn't believe in that weird counterfactual of if you weren't here, then my name would be squished together. The first three walls, what a Kif Yisera. I built on three sides of my property. Only the fourth wall is a Kif Yisera because I'm not building my property, I'm going to build through your property. Right? So therefore he says that, what does it say? Let's make some room. Here, the first three are low chaser. I didn't send any to you, but the fourth is chaser. And if my number holds, then Zenin is a low chaser. Father Zenin is a father. And therefore, it's only a Kif Yisera on the fourth wall. Why is the fourth wall more Yisera than the first three? Because you need to admit that the fourth wall is not touching the mask, the market. Not touching the market. That the Kif Yisera just in the makeup, and that's clearly sorrow. Okay, those are the four shots you just saw. Omar, we didn't get the round box. It was very, very fascinating. Apologies to the Columbus. I'm very, very sorry. We didn't get to Rebornia, which is just a matter of time. I think we're getting there too, which worked out. Okay, so we'll have to stop here. We'll pick up the round box and with just reading Rebornia. Next time, but then the Ikra I want to go on. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the Rama. I want to say, but I think there is an inflation, a logical inflation for Rama. Let's continue. The next thing we look at in the Gemara, if anyone just wants to get started, is there's this other Runya story of the last four lines before the Mishnah Daf Hey. Right? So there's like that Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, Shitu, Gubetha, Yad Rama. And the Balamor Milchamos in Bava Sidia, page Samachem and Aleph in the Rif pages. And if you get a chance to Trumas Hadesha, then. And then we'll move on to the next Mishnah of the Hevan Aleph and the Gemara until the bottom of Hevan Beis and Rashi Tosos. The process are very complicated. It will take you a while. Okay, so we're going to finish up this sugya. We're going to spend a little time on the second runya sugya, which is it's only one chakira. It's only one chakira, but again, Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, Shita, Rebetta, and Yad Ramah. And try to look at the Palomar Mufamos and Sanchem and Aleph Bedape Ha-Rif in Bavatria. And then you go on to the next Mishnah and you mark the Palomar Mufamos with Rashi Tosos. And that will just, get to start. Here's a bit of the Monday issue. I'm pretty sure I'm going to. And I'll finish the course.